Jesse Ventura has a TV show, Conspiracy Theory. And he's put a lot of interesting information out there for Americans to digest. Most of it is pretty much already known stuff. There's very little groundbreaking coming on. He did a show on 9/11 last week in which he appears to support what is called the no plane theory. And I got flooded with a lot of emails saying, see, Jesse Ventura says that there probably wasn't a passenger plane at the Pentagon. You're wrong. It's time to fess up and admit you were wrong. After all, Jesse Ventura's got a TV show, and he's been a movie star with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's got, and he's a Navy SEAL and all the rest of this other stuff. Well, it's rather interesting that anybody thinks star power is going to have an effect on anybody in this era of the Internet. Now, maybe back in the 1950s and 1960s, you could say, you know, 4 out of 5 doctors prefer whatever. And they'd say, ooh, they're doctors. They must know what they're talking about. But in this post-Saddam's nuke era, who a person is does not carry a lot of weight. Certainly not with me. Certainly not with me. And it was rather amazing when I basically came out and reaffirmed my position that this whole no plane at the Pentagon is a poison-the-well propaganda trick to discredit the 9/11 truth movement. I got a firestorm of emails from people calling me all kinds of names and basically screaming about, well, there's this and there's that and there's that. And the argument basically boils down to two issues, I think. First of all, the perpetrators of 9/11 had to get rid of a passenger jet and the passengers anyway. It's not like they can say, oh, the plane crashed in the Pentagon. Oh, but it landed over here and the passengers got off. That blows the story right there. They have to get rid of the plane and the passengers anyway. Why not crash them into the Pentagon? That way all the forensics line up, all the parts are there, all the remains are there, all the forensic evidence is consistent with the crash of a passenger jet into that reinforced wall of the Pentagon. What is the purpose of a hoax? What is the game? What is the reason? I mean, yes, our government lies, cheats, and steals all the time, but never without a reason. They're not going to risk the added complexity and the possibility of exposure of a hoax and a fraud at the Pentagon unless they got a reason. And nobody has come up with a reason why anybody would bother. That's one point. The second point is very simple. Hundreds of witnesses saw that passenger jet flying toward the Pentagon. Shouldn't there be hundreds of witnesses seeing it fly away, especially since the sound of an explosion is going to attract their attention? But we're still seeing this hard sale push of this nonsense. And any time that you see a corporate media entity, whether it's Popular Science or National Geographic or Time or whatever, anytime they want to trash the 9/11 truth movement, anytime they want to attack those who doubt the official story, the first thing they go to is, oh, those wackos don't even believe a passenger jet hit the Pentagon. This was an issue created as an easy handle for the corporate media to attack the 9/11 truth movement. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. It doesn't make any sense that there'd be some kind of a substitution there. And then we get off onto the really weird things about, oh, there were no planes at all. It was all holograms. There was a pod on the thing. And it's all planted by government propagandists to make the whole issue of questioning the official story look silly. And they're pushing it as hard as they can. And Jesse Ventura got used by somebody. If you want to be generous and say that he didn't intend to help mislead the American people with his TV show, then he got misused. Misinformed, lied to by somebody. And that makes sense. History is going to teach you that everybody who ever got used, double-crossed, betrayed, or lied to had it done to them by somebody they thought they could trust. So somebody decided, ooh, Jesse Ventura's got a really popular TV show people are watching. We need to use him to seed this misinformation into the crowd so we can make fun of them down the road. It's called poisoning the well. It happened during the House Select Committee on Assassinations when somebody tried to basically promote this idea that the open umbrella along the motorcade route in Dealey Plaza was actually a secret dart gun. And it shot John F. Kennedy with a dart full of curare that paralyzed him so that the shooters could hit a non-moving target, which is silly because Kennedy wasn't moving. He was just sitting there waving at people, doing that imperial royal wave thing. So the House Select Committee on Assassinations located the person who was on the parade route and brought in the actual umbrella, and they opened it up to show that it was just an umbrella, and they're making jokes about donating that thing at me. Yeah, those conspiracy people think they'll believe anything. And, you know, did a lot of laughing and everything. And, of course, ultimately, the acoustic data proved there had been gunshots from a second location in Dealey Plaza. So they wound up having to say, yeah, there was a conspiracy in Kennedy, even with the false flag. I mean, we get that kind of behavior all the time. Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw, CIA agent. And by the way, in the 1970s, Richard Secord admitted Clay Shaw had been a contract agent for the CIA at the time. They got Clay Shaw off the hook by planting a fake witness on Jim Garrison, who waited till he was on the stand before blurting out in front of the jury that he fingerprinted his own daughter every night to make sure they were not planting a substitute on him. That's how these things get done. During the congressional hearings into the abuses of the BATF following Waco in that situation, a guy shows up in total camo and demands the government declassify their secret tornado-making machine. And, of course, he got all the news coverage that night. Later on, turns out he's an FBI informant. That's how these games get played. And the same thing is true with the no-plane theory at the Pentagon. The government plants bad information among the good in order to simply generalize and say, well, if they believe that, then nothing that they talk about should be taken seriously. And it's an old, old propaganda tactic. It's old enough to be my grandfather. It's called poisoning the well. All righty. So, let's see. Interesting story coming in here. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.